bypass some of the other questions. You've told some about his childhood. Let me read you these questions, see which ones you address. What was his childhood like? Do you remember him telling you anything about it? Did he talk much about his parents or his boyhood?
Not to me.
What did he look like?
He's handsome.
Right.
When he was young, he was handsome.
In his pictures, he looks perky and cheerful, confident.
Yeah.
Energetic.
Some people call him Smiling Jim White.
I remember you referred, said he was had been called Dapper Jim.
No.
No?
I didn't say that.
I thought you had.
Smiling Jim White.
Smiling Jim White.
Yeah. But Papa was very neat. Neat in his dress. He really...
Did you once tell me that in personality he was somewhat like Toots and...
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
How were they?
He was not a tease at all. Toots was a tease. Yeah, I was about grown before I ever realized that Papa could be mad and still be smiling.
Oh, how did he do that?
I don't know. He would be just really angry about something and he'd smile around.
Do you remember any funny stories about his courtship of your mother?
No. They didn't tell us one blessed funny.
Can you think of a story about him that illustrates something about the kind of man he was?
Some faults. There's no reason to try to hide them. He had a real deny. We were not always true to Mama.
Does any special story stand out in your mind about him? Something you did with him or you know about him that he did?
He did very little with me. He would back me up in whatever I wanted to do, but he just let us trust in our judgment. I remember things when I was a little girl, a very tiny one. Remember when he spanked me?
When was that? What had you done?
We were going out to church at the Mormon church. I didn't know what it was. Going out to Utah church, right, because his brothers and sisters belonged to it. And I guess Grandma White did too. And Mama fixed her basket lunch and we were going out there for their big meeting day. Well, I remember we still lived in that house where Aunt Scrap lived at that time, that long ago. And I was a little girl and Mama had made me a dress that I thought was about the prettiest dress I had ever seen. It was a little white dress and made somewhat like the dresses the little girls are wearing again now. It was, had a neck like this, it fastened in the back, had a bow here, and the waist was way down here, and not the waist, but the skirt came on way down here, and it had the insertion here, and the pink ribbon was run in that with a pink bow. and it was also around the neck. I think it was a little square neck, and the little boat, the little pink ribbon was there. And we had it run in the sleeves and a little pink ribbon, little pink rosettes, you know, what they were. Well, I thought that was the prettiest thing I had ever seen. And Papa helped dress me that morning, because he helped Mama dress us kids. And she was trying to get the lunches and things ready. And held my dress up to put it on me. And I looked at it and I put it in. He was fashioning it. I said, Papa, I'll be the tootest one there. That tickled into this. I can just see him laughing. And he said, yeah, I bet you will, or something like that. I didn't know what we were going to. I just knew we were going off. Well, we got in church, and one Mormon elder got up and preached a long, long time. And when he finished, another one got up. And I wanted to get out of there so bad, I began to wiggle. And I said, Papa said, you be still, you be still. And he was just trying to act dignified. And finally, I began to whimper, you know. He just got up and took me out of the church, took out behind the church, pulled up my little dress, and just blistered my fanny with his hand. And he took me back in the church. I stayed quiet from then on.
Now I bet all the other little kids stayed quiet, too.
Well, they didn't hear anything about it. They didn't know what was happening, but he'd always, when I'd cry, he'd say, straighten up that face. Straighten up that face. And wouldn't let me cry. So I went back in. So I really, if I'd ever wanted to be a Mormon, I wouldn't have been after that. Which I didn't.
Was that when they were still trying to get him to be a Mormon?
Oh, they never stopped on him.
They never stopped.
They worked on him all their life. Well,